So we've learned about the malacha of Beirer, which is separating, when I have mixture, separating, choosing, selecting from the mixture and how to do it. Then we went on to malacha of Teichin, which the malacha of Teichin is taking an item, something which is one, and breaking it down into small pieces. We discussed that the past few weeks. This week I'd like to begin the next malacha, which is Lush. Lush literally means kneading. When I knead a dough, I'm taking flour, which is very small particles, adding water to it, and the water joins the small particles together until it becomes one mass, one body, which is a dough. So the malacha of Lush is the opposite of malacha's teichin. Malacha's teichin that we were learning about in the previous weeks is taking one item and breaking it down into small pieces. Lush is when I have the small pieces and now joining them together into one. Now, when doing this, there's really two steps over here. There's the first step. I pour the water. I have a bowl of flour. I pour water into it. The water begins already forming this creation of making it into one. It starts to join together. But it doesn't really join together until I do the second step, which is actually mixing it. There's two types of batters. There's a challah batter, which is a thick batter. And that's what's called a blila ova, a thick batter. And that's really forming it into one. And then there's a loose batter like we have by a cake batter. It has a thickness to it, but it's loose. A difference between a thick batter and a loose batter is if, let's say, I would take a dough that's made for challah and throw it, the entire dough will go without falling apart in the ear. It won't fall apart. As opposed to a loose batter, if I would throw it from one cup to the other, it would splash. It would give off parts of it would splash, or I would lose in the ear some of it. What's the difference? Min ha-Torah, this is important to know, that min ha-Torah, to be oiva on the Isser of Lush on Shabbos, I have to create what's called a belila ova, a thick batter like a dough. If I'm taking small particles and I'm joining them together in a way it's going to be a thick batter that I can like throw from one plate to the other plate without falling apart, that's Issa Deraisa. As opposed to a Blila Racha, if it's a soft batter, it has a thickness to it. It's not just like I'm pouring two liquids together, but it has a thickness to it, but it's looser, then that's only us in Midrabanan. We'll start with one difference, and then Mitzvah next week we'll go into more practical examples of this. If on Shabbos I need to make one of these types of mixtures. So when it comes to a Blila Racha, which is only Issur Drabanan, as long as you do a Shinoi, you do it in a different way than it's normally done, it'll be Mutta. So as we mentioned, there are two steps in creating a mixture. Step number one is pouring the water in. So the shinui in that step would be that if normally you put the powder first and then you put the liquid, you have to switch the order. And the second step, which is mixing it, instead of mixing it in a circular motion around and around, you would have to do it crisscross. But when it comes to a blila ova, a thick batter, where that's already dealing with Issa Daraisa, over there, in general, we do not rely on doing it with a shinoi. In a case where there may be a litzayrech, then we may be mekel, and we'll discuss that more in the upcoming weeks. Have a wonderful Shabbos.